BBC Three presents. In 2018, there was a 36% increase in the number of far-right referrals to the UK government's counter-terrorism programme. Support for the far-right is growing in Britain's post-industrial towns and cities, where work is insecure and housing is in crisis. Four figures wearing Halloween pig masks and dark puffer jackets are in a public toilet. They're standing in front of a mirror, staring at their reflections.
I'll film it, yeah?
In an alley, the group put on their grotesque rubber masks.
Let's go. It's not here. Let's go.
Now the gang film themselves storming into a butcher shop.
Our streets! Our butchers!
What is this halal shit?
One of the group throws a shopping basket through the window of the door, then the group run off, one of them still filming on his mobile.
Where's the last one?
Next to some lockups in an alley, the gang remove their masks and hug one another. One assailant, a slim 20-something man, is sitting on the ground leaning against a garage with a bloody hand. The butcher surveils the smashed pane of glass. The Left Behind. 3 weeks earlier.
Living in what I thought was permanent tenancy, only to be told that it's temporary and that I was going to be put back in a hostel.
They said it was supposed to be like a studio, but it's not. It's one room.
My name being on the waiting list for 7 years, and nothing seems to happen.
It's not like I'm asking for the world. I'm asking for a place to live. And every time you come back, they tell you the same thing, that they can't do nothing about it.
The slim man from the alley is sitting in front of a young woman.
You can't do this, can you?
You're behind on your rent?
Yeah, you put it up by 300 quid a month with no warning.
No, he is within his rights to do that, unfortunately.
You can't just kick us out. And my sister is out here, like, about to drop.
With Annis being pregnant, then she's a priority. That would make her family a priority.
Because honestly, we've been on that list for so long now.
We've got 8,000 people on the waiting list. Only 1,000 places come up for rent every year.
Yeah, but you can house us, right?
I take it that you're looking for a place of your own? Because I can get you a list of private rentals that we...
No, we're a family. Like, I take my niece, Sophie, to school. If Cal and Annis both working, I'm trying to help out.
Mr. Hughes, that...
There's a place opposite us, right? Number 5, Council Place. It's empty. Jean, who used to live there, she always used to say that if she was to not be there, that we should have the house.
Yeah, that's gone. It's allocated.
To...
A family moving in today.
So what are we going to do?
Have your sister call us, or better yet, come in and see me.
No, you can just...
Get Annis to call me.
Right.
Later, he's lumbering through a town centre. He passes two dishevelled men sitting on the ground, then comes across a big issue vendor. He passes some change to a man in a beanie hat who's clutching a sleeping bag. Later, he walks past a small butcher's shop with the word halal written on the awning. Turning into a residential suburb, he finds a young British Asian woman sitting on an old sofa in her driveway. She's surrounded by articles of furniture.
You gonna help or what?
I'm quite strong for a little person, aren't I?
Are you even... I feel like I've got all the weight on this end.
Yeah.
She drops the sofa, then clocks his sweatshirt.
Do you work at McDonald's?
Oh, no, it's that new chicken place towards town. It's like McDonald's, but it's more chicken-y.
Okay.
So how'd you get this place?
My dad run off with a woman from the bingo. Yeah, nice. Long story. Mum got MS.
Sure.
So we had to wait for the right place for Mum. I mean, this has got a ramp and everything.
Yeah, because Jean was in a wheelchair, so...
Oh. I'm Yaz.
Geth. In. Geth in. Where are you from?
St. Anne's. That's not what you mean, is it?
Have you got any brothers, sisters?
Brother, yeah. Man of the house. Thanks. Well, you think Muslims don't like a smoke? Is that what it is? So this chickeny place, is it any good?
Probably terrible. Got a twat of a boss.
Oh. Well, are they looking for people? Because I need a job.
Pretty much every day, all the time. I'll have a word.
Shit!
Take it last year, mum.
What gave it away?
The halal bit.
Don't look him in the eye.
Right, you're just going to sit there.
Hiya.
A young British Asian man, Zach, gets out of the van and pushes his mother, who's in a wheelchair, into the house. She shoots Jazz a glare and Jazz rolls her eyes to Gethin.
Jamie's spinning in her grave. That should be ours. She had a number.
I never asked for it. I only helped with a settee.
Well, the girl's shiver brains, the woman from housing. What did you say to her exactly?
I told her about the eviction. She wants to speak to you.
Oh, here she is. How many scores?
About 5 in 1 game.
Oh, 5 goals.
5 in 1 game?
Of course she did. Shoes off, please.
Okay.
Do you want to answer?
Yeah.
Come on, Ed. See someone's moving into Jean's house.
Do you got any more shifts?
So what do they say about the eviction? They're going to rehouse us?
Well, Anna's just got to go in.
We need an house. Been here for years and these people just waltz in with you helping them a load. Pinching houses off us now, right under our nosy roses, aren't they?
Yeah.
Carl.
Yeah, I'm working 10 till 4.
Geth fancies the girl.
Shut up.
Yeah, you've been over there, have you, helping them?
Yeah, move into an house, it should be ours.
I couldn't exactly ignore him, could I?
Yeah. Are you hungry?
Yeah.
Later, Gethin's puffing on a cigarette outside. He smiles at Zach, who's putting out the rubbish in the house opposite, but Zach moves off. Gethin's lying on the sofa with a duvet over him. He texts, "Have I got a shift tomorrow?" Jacob replies, "6 hours from 10 a.m. On time, bro, yeah?"
Wake up!
What time is that?
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I'll be in. I've got to go down Bessemer Road. Someone's called in sick.
If I weren't so knackered, I'd go over there and tell them that should be our...
Anna, just drop it. It's not their fault. They've got family. They're trying to make ends meet.
Whose fault is it, then?
Anna, look, teacher sent me this. It's new council houses.
We believe that housing is more than shelter.
Home is a sanctuary for families, for communities. Your council and Drakefield Homes have taken it as our mission to provide these needs.
Welcome to the future. Welcome to Pentre Porth.
I'd love to have one of those.
Mum, where's my bag?
It's over there. Have you cleaned your teeth?
Yeah.
Soph?
Yeah?
You know how I said I was going to take you to school?
Yeah.
I got to go to work now, so I'll see you later on, yeah?
Yeah.
See you in a bit.
Start my shift to 9. Any chance you could take her?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Daddy, you celebrate like that.
Gethin removes his puffer jacket as he steps into the chicken shop. He looks sheepish.
Yeah.
I'm not too bad, right?
No, it's really good. You know what? That's for the first time, that's not bad at all, actually, right?
Good.
Well, that's really good. Yes, that's really, really good. You can be proud of yourself. It's very, very good.
Do you think I'm going to be good at this?
It's not rocket science, is it?
I want to be as good as you are.
You'll never be as good as I am. I'm pizza king. Look at that. You have got lumps of cheese on the side.
Yeah, but it'll melt. Oh, I was put in the oven half of the best.
And you've got one bit of sweet corn. I did tell you, this job is shit.
Yeah. But they were hiring.
Yeah.
He gave me the big sale as well. He said that we were all associates and everything.
Jacob's always hiring associates or getting rid of it. This place is a revolving door of associates.
Hey, Geth.
Just make quick word, yeah? Tomorrow morning, right? Try 10 a.m. for me, okay? Yeah, you'll feel better for it, I'll feel better for it, yeah? Start the day as we need to go on,
Yeah, remember that? Remember how Valley's made?
Passing through town, Gethin runs the gauntlet of tents and homeless people settling down for the night in shop doorways. He crouches down beside one middle-aged man in a dark beanie hat. He places a chicken bucket beside the scruffy man, then steps away. Later, Gethin's with his three friends as they pass the butcher's shop where Zach's unloading his halal van.
This is grim.
Why just walking?
Yeah, why don't we get a bus? Oh, fucking... Hey, no, that's the beginning, mate.
Dolly?
Fuck that.
Yeah, it's happy hour, come on.
Boy, hurry up, come on.
Oh, God, my legs are hurting.
I never thought I'd miss you half as much as I do.
In a near-empty bar, Gethin's doing karaoke with a female friend, a 20-something mixed-race woman. His two male friends watch from the back of the room. A Welsh flag acts as a backdrop to the duo.
But I'll be at the front, like, doing the big numbers. And, like, you can come up every now and again. We do, like, a bit of duets. So you can have a bit of a moment. But then you just, like, fuck off back to the back.
He's on one.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Mm. Anyway, it's boring.
Enough. You didn't hear yourself.
Oh, yeah, you got a thing for someone. A butcher fella sister.
No, the halal bloke.
Yeah. Carl told me.
Well, at least she'll be halal, eh? Gotta say, I've seen her. She's cute.
Yeah, you'd fuck anything.
I'd fuck it.
Remember when that butcher's was Dylan's?
Sweet, have me cut there.
Dylan knew everyone by name.
Our world has long fucking sealed, mate.
At the warehouse, we used to look out for each other, but now, floodgates have been flung over all sorts. My job's fucked.
Shall I get some crisps? I'm fucking starving.
Oh, look, there's nothing left for the likes of us. There's nothing here. Even if you goes to college and gets your qualifications, it doesn't mean you're going to be okay.
Like, half the people at our place have got qualifications. They're on the same contract as me.
No.
Yeah. Part-time, 0 hours.
Shh.
My dad was saying if there's no unions, there's no security.
It's like the mines, but without the pride.
Yeah, or the emphysema.
What quality of life does my child have growing up with two adults in one room?
You haven't even listened to me. I've been on the waiting list for 5 years, mate.
I'm throwing myself on your mercy if there's any way that you can actually find somewhere else we could go.
For how long? Look, we've got hundreds of cases, Annis. And, look, our budget's been cut to the bone, right? We haven't got enough people.
Oh, my heart goes out to you.
You have to play the game.
Right, so the fact that our landlord's about to evict us is a game now, is it?
No, it's a question of resources.
Can you find us a place?
We can help you, okay? But you have to know that that help is for you, your daughter, and your husband.
What about Gethin?
Look, I know it's harsh, but you can't treat him as family. He's a single man with no dependents. He's just not a priority.
Well, he is to me.
Does he work?
Yeah, but he's stressed.
Let me email you some stuff over.
He's on one of those 0-hour contracts. It's not enough.
I'm doing the best I can here, Annis. But you have to understand what I'm telling you. As far as we're concerned, as far as you get in your own place, your family is you, your husband, your daughter, and your new baby. Gethin's not your family.
Oh, you need to stop doing this.
I saw Dad yesterday.
Yeah?
Just gave him some food.
How is he?
Shame.
Landlord's gonna be here tomorrow. Can you be here?
Gethin nods but looks anxious.
Council will find us a place, won't he?
Yeah, of course. I'll sort it.
See you later.
At the chicken hutch.
Where I made.
Two pieces of chicken, please.
Yeah.
With chips.
Two pieces of chicken with chips.
Yeah.
Fiver. Bargain.
If you give someone some extra chips, then they love you. Honestly, it's
like. That's a secret.
Yeah.
Give them some extra chips.
Even if you haven't, just tell them you gave them some extra chips and they're buzzing. Well, I don't know.
You're so good with people.
Gaff, show her, don't like, you know. Yeah, just show her.
Yeah, no, me
that's all I'm...
He's such a twat.
Two small pills.
What are they?
Malik gave them to me a work for covering his shift.
Yeah, but what are they?
Only one way to find out. Ready? Three, two, one.
Nothing's happening.
You sure?
In slow motion, Yaz and Geffen are standing on a fairground carousel in the city centre, which is spinning around. They look at one another, their faces etched with glee. Now, Geffen pushes Yaz along the pavement in a shopping trolley. She throws her arms up and punches the air with a broad smile on her face. Later, Geffen's in the trolley as he's pushed through an indoor arcade, pretending to row. Now they're standing side by side with their heads raised, looking up at the church tower. They're sitting on a bench looking subdued.
I don't think your brother likes me.
He's different in the house, honest. You should see him with mum, he's better than I am.
Yeah?
He sleeps at the butcher's, just away for the morning deliveries. Where's your mum?
Cancer. Liver, brain.
Oh. Do you remember her?
Yeah, I remember loads about her. I remember her in hospital. So I'd sit next to her, like, just listening to her. Like, just breathing and... And I was there, actually, when... You know, she just stops breathing. There's no hugs, there's no speeches, there's no goodbyes, there's no nothing. But that's how people die. And they just... stop.
You don't have to talk.
No, it's fine. I don't mind.
So what about your dad?
He was in the army. And then after that, he worked making tellies, but they ended up moving the factory to, where they put it? Poland, I think. After that, gave him a payout. Anna says that that's what fucked him. It was like putting an alcoholic in charge of a brewery, she said.
She tuts and rests her head on his shoulder.
Mum was devastated when Dad left. I remember her saying, you know, how'd they even meet? She works down the bingo. Do you miss your dad?
Once I went camping in Brecon with my dad. I fucking hated it, it was shit, there was nothing there. He said that when he was in the army, they'd just be out there for weeks. And he told me that the same stars that you can see there, you can still see them when you're here. But I can't.
She looks at the sky.
I can see some. Look.
He tilts his head back. Now, Geffen and Anna's are waiting in the lounge, looking anxious. Anna strokes her pregnant bump.
That's him. Look, can't we just get an extension, just a bit longer?
Listen, I'd love to. But the builders are booked in for 2 weeks' time to sort the place out, ready for the new tenants.
Right, so you're definitely kicking us out then?
You should leave the heating on while you're out. It helps with the...
We can hardly afford to have it on when we're in.
You know, since you put the rent up.
Suppose you'll have to stop working now you're pregnant and that.
Oh, no. No, I'll clean right through the fucking booth. Gas in one hand, J-cloth in the other.
Right, you can't just kick us out.
Oh, no, right? Don't speak. I'm not some kind of twat who kicks you out, right? I've
That's
lost
exactly
sleep
what
over...
you are.
You I've
are.
Lost sleep over this.
You've lost sleep?
Yeah, I don't like to do it.
You've lost sleep?
I don't even want this fucking house.
We do.
Look, I'm sorry, right? I really am.
Just a month. That's all we're asking for, a month.
Tell you what, right, what I'll do
is I'll have a word with a couple of people and see if there's somewhere similar to this, maybe even better. Right? Something that's more in your budget.
Later, Gethin's walking through the rain, deep in thought. Now, he's on a bus when he sends a text. Any shifts, he asks. Jacob replies, not at the Mobro, Soz. When, he responds. Not sure, says Jacob, adding some crying emoji faces. At the pub.
Landlord says we have to go.
How long you got?
Soon.
Where are you gonna go?
Well, Anis is going down the council, see?
Oh, yeah.
You all right?
What's happening? Yeah.
Anis, no area?
Who's been shitting in your cornflakes?
They've come on shifts. No warning, just got a text.
Yeah, they can do what now? Just text you and then you don't work again.
That's what landlords can do now.
What? Stop giving you work?
Put up rents and throw people out.
You can come live in my shed with me if you want.
Same again.
Please.
Oi. My mum has been on the waiting list for 6 years.
6 years?
She used to live in my granddad's house, right? One bedroom, her, my granddad, and my two little sisters. Every flat she's been to look at, the Somalians have got it.
It's ridiculous.
Isn't it? I know for a fact. They haven't been in this country as long as my mum's been on that waiting list. And I have to think to myself, how are you getting these houses? We're second-class citizens in our own country.
All the people that's moved in, people from all over the place. What does that say to the people that live on
there?
Yeah,
but we're all part of, like, the global economy thing, aren't we? Like, there aren't, like, there aren't no country houses.
Yeah,
it's only sold off the ones they already have.
Let me speak. Yeah, let me speak. It's not their jobs on the line, though, is it? It's not loads of people moving in next to them. Everyone knows what's happened. People like us are getting fucked over. No one gives a shit. And you know why.
It's because you're a lazy bastard.
I've applied for so many other jobs, and you know what? I can't get my foot in the door, because when I tick a box, I tick a box that says white, working class.
Yeah, but you're still weird.
If I was black and I could barely speak English, I bet I'd get fucking foot in the door straight away. It's because the Muslims are taking over. Taking our jobs, our houses. You've seen it, they're taking over our neighborhoods. They're taking over and no one gives a shit. We need to do something about it.
Now it's night time as Gethin rides on the bus. He's looking at his phone and receives a text from Massey which reads, "Mate, this is what I'm talking about." Then a link to a site about Sharia Britain. He clicks on it. The piece reads, "They want their own shops, they want Sharia law, they want Islam taught in schools. We're the ones who have to change. Fuck that. Wales is sinking under the ISIS flag. Time to stand up for our nation. If we speak up about the stuff that affects us, they call us racists." See what these Muslim pedos are doing to our kids. Watch this. Gethin clicks a link.
A gang of men who raped and abused vulnerable girls in Huddersfield have been given lengthy prison sentences. A series of trials, the details of which can be reported for the first time, heard that 20 men, mainly of Pakistani heritage, targeted girls as young as 11.
Through a window, Gethin clocks Zach playing football with Sophie and Anna's. He steps outside.
No.
I swear. Happier now.
Safer. I saw your mum the other day. You should be steady. Is she all right?
Oh, open goal. Oh. Right, no, she's got a mess. But we needed a place with her after. So.
Well, what about your dad? Is your dad not around?
He's not at the picture. He left a while ago.
All right, okay.
Juggling work and then looking after both of them, to be honest.
Pick it up now.
See you later.
What do you want for your dinner?
I don't know.
You better think. What? He's all right.
It's just good to keep an eye out, though, yeah? And Soph.
Anis and Sophie disappear back into the house. Gethin glares at Zach before making his way inside. Later, Anis is cleaning in an office when she gets a call.
Hello?
Anis? It's Hannah from the housing office. Can you talk?
Yeah.
I found you a place.
Oh, my God.
thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Where?
Catterick Estate.
Catterick Estate? Well, that's miles away.
It's a nice area.
Yeah, I've changed schools, GP. How am I supposed to do that?
Annie, this is it, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Right, what is it?
Family hostel.
A hostel?
It's not like a normal hostel. It's more like a one-bed flat with communal areas. And it's just temporary until we can get you something more permanent.
Right, what about getting?
You're our priority, Annie.
Forget, he's got to come with us.
I'm really doing my best here. Are you going to take it? Annis, you have to think about this. This is your chance.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay.
Now, Annis and Carl are indoors. They're looking through a window, watching Gethin play football with Sophie in the street.
When are you going to tell him?
Smiling,
I Gethin walks into Chicken Hut to be met by Jacob.
Put it in the calendar, guys. Put it in the calendar. Next year, remember this day as being Gethin on Time Day.
I'm early, actually.
No, pigs are flying as well. Blinking heck. Come on, are you joking, man? Come on, says humour. Right, guys, back to work.
On a fire escape.
See, we've got two newbies that at this moment.
Sam and Jetty are gone. For good.
Jacob's gonna fit that revolving fucking door, can't he? Stick it outside his office. One associate in, one associate out.
Mm. What are you gonna be, Geth?
What?
Oh, it's not forever, is it?
No.
Yes, can me and Geth for words, all right? Just for a sec.
Okay.
She's left.
She steps inside, and Jacob joins Gethin.
What's this say you?
Badges.
Hmm? Yeah.
Manager.
This badge says respect, right? Now, we're partners in a business here, like we're associates, okay? And we've got a responsibility to facilitate our customers' needs. Now, do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yeah. That it?
Yeah.
Thanks, Jacob.
Gethin steps back into the restaurant. Later that evening, he's at home on his phone when he receives a text from Jacob. Bro, no need to come into Moz. Not enough shifts for everyone, Soz. When's my next shift? Asks Gethin. We'll let you know, Jacob replies. Now, Gethin's under a duvet lying on the couch. In the town centre, several homeless figures are lying on the ground surrounded by plastic bags of belongings. Gethin walks past the tents and sits next to an unshaven, middle-aged man who's staring into space, chewing on some food. He doesn't react to Gethin.
Dad? Is there anything I can do, Dad?
Change this fucking weather. People on the streets of Spain. Fucking easy.
Maybe you should move it.
Yeah, I will. Might buy a villa.
Gethin's briefly lost for words.
Why don't you go to a hostel?
For the fucking idiots like me. They don't like you being here too long. Listen, you can do what the fuck you want, all right?
Why are you here?
And they closed the factory. That was it for me. No job. Makes you empty in here.
Anna says you drank the redundancy.
And couldn't handle all the... Every time I looked at you two, it reminded me of her.
Was that so bad?
Listen, Geth. Don't let this happen to you. and a fucking ghost.
He leans into Gethin.
Don't become a ghost, son.
Gethin's left reeling as he watches his father walk away. A text from Massey reads, "Mate, this reminds me of your dad." Then a link to a video. It's a broadcast of Question Time, and a member of the audience is talking.
I'm homeless. I've got nowhere to live. I have to go down today and see an immigrant telling me that I... Well, that's the truth. That's the truth. I went down to John Smith House today, and an immigrant tells me that I cannot live here.
Just because you perceive something doesn't make it true.
Gethin's lying on the sofa under the duvet, staring into space. A text from Yaz reads, "I've got a double shift. Do you want to get lunch together?" He replies, "Jacob didn't give me any shifts this week." Yaz responds, "Want me to talk to him?" "Nah, talk soon," says Gethin. Daytime. Carl, Annis, and Gethin are sitting around the dining table. Carl shoots Annis a glare, and Annis turns to Gethin.
Geth, we need to talk to you about something.
You coming?
Where?
This meeting, the new housing thing, is starting now.
I don't think there's any point, love.
Yeah, come on, we should see.
Well, you two go, I'll look after Soph.
No, we can all go. Four of us, yeah?
All right.
We believe that housing is more than shelter. Home is a sanctuary for families, for communities. Your council and Drakefield Homes have taken it as our mission to provide these needs. Welcome to the future. Welcome to Pentre Porth.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. I am Councillor Andrea Watkins. Lovely to meet you all. It's fantastic to see so many local faces. Let me introduce you to the panel. We have Carol Hodgkins, who is on the City Planning Development Board, and we have our CEO of Drakefield Homes, Andrew Higgs, is also here today. Our commitment is to bring new life to this area, new faces and income strands. That's why we're here.
How many of these homes are available to the people who already lives in the area, like the locals?
What's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa, that's a great question. Thank you very much. So we are currently in discussion with Drakefield about what's viable, but we are working with a 30% target for social housing.
I want to know how many houses there are going to be. I don't want to know 30%. Yeah. I want to know how many houses.
When you say 30%, if you build 60 houses on that plot, that's only 20 houses that are going to be for what you call affordable. Yeah. That's not even going to cover the people in this room.
In this current climate, we have to start at 30%, and I will be working my hardest. As your councillor, I will be working my hardest to take that forward.
And you still can't tell us even what 30% means.
10 years ago, they built affordable houses, and we heard about 30%. In N, it was 10% for local people. And a lot of them couldn't afford it. And a lot of them had already been evicted from their homes. And all the houses were sold to people who drive Rolls Royces or whatever.
I work full time, and I've been homeless for 4 years. I mean, what sort of lists have you got going? What have you got to do to get on this magic 30%?
In this day and age, it is unacceptable for somebody like yourself to be working and homeless. That is something we need to eradicate. Now, I will be taking that forward so we can escalate that further.
Can you just tell us what affordable is?
Affordability, I'm really glad you brought that up.
It says in the brochure that the flat prices start at 178,000. I can't afford that. Can anybody here afford that?
No. When you say affordable, obviously you're talking about buying, right? And what about for rent?
Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Geth.
Gethin, thank you very much. In terms of renting, which I'm feeling is what a lot of people will be needing, the rental portion will be handled by a housing association.
Yeah, all right, so then how many of them will there be?
Well, that's still under discussion, but...
Yeah, why can't you just give a straight answer? We're asking questions, you ain't giving straight answers.
Gethin's made a very interesting point. Gethin, what we know is the rent will be higher than council houses at the moment, but lower than the market value.
So meaning most people in this room can't afford it, and you know that,
That's...
You know that we're not sitting here with loads of money that we can just chuck us some flat.
Yeah.
Because all you've done, you've just shown us what we can't have. We ain't even asking for something that fancy. We just want something better.
I'm sleeping in my sister's shed, yeah? And she's fed up of it.
Wait, one sec, right?
2 seconds.
One sec. Right. Hey, listen, my life, right? I want a zero-hour contract, which basically means I don't get paid anything because I work, like, what, 6 hours a week if I'm lucky. Right, but I've got a bed, I sleep on the mattress, right? There's no toilet, I have to piss in the bush. So I have to go around to fucking their house to have a shower. So what can you... Why have I come here today if you can't offer me anything?
I understand your frustrations, I really do, but, see, sir, these are your perceptions of what is going on.
Perception? Now, my perception is I'm living in a fucking shed.
Look, if you
right?
just...
You're not taking down minutes of the meeting. Because you live here and it's forgotten. That young boy has been living in his sister's shed for a very long time. In damp, in cold weather.
As your counsellor, no one understands your problems more than I do. I listen to people on a daily basis. It is not right in this day and age that we have people on the streets.
Look, miss, I register your passion. I register
it's
your anger.
It's not about passion, love. There's desperate people out there.
I understand that.
Yeah, can I ask a question? What about the indigenous population? Right. I mean, if we're Muslim, they come in, they get everything. Setting up their own business advice. Driving lessons.
Yeah, I don't really like it. What about him? I don't really like it, people like that.
Get off me. 5 years waiting, and I've seen people come in. I'm black, so I got no problem with race, and they're banding houses before me and my kids.
Exactly.
So don't judge.
Exactly.
The damage has already been done. We are divided.
These people want to live together in a decent home. They don't want to be fighting. They just want a home.
You are kidding yourself. We're all kidding ourselves if you think that you are going to get one of them. This is mad. Are you pleased with yourself that you've now shown us the posh place that we can never have?
I'm happy to have a lively debate.
Go back to the landlord, we speak to him, and we tell him we just need a bit more time. Like, he's got to understand that. If he doesn't, then I can look online, I'll ring up some agencies and see if we can get someone else private for the four of us. Or even if we all just go together, go down to housing and we just speak to him.
Just tell him, Anis.
What?
We've been off to flat.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, good.
Yeah, sort of family hostel thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, Geth. And when she says family, it's a one bed. There's no room for you.
Gethin looks stunned.
Tell me you're not taking it.
Can't refuse it. You know we can, you understand, yeah?
When have you got to decide by?
Tomorrow.
You've got to decide by tomorrow?
No, we've got to move by tomorrow. We've got to go there to secure it.
Gethin struggles to speak.
Anis, if you take that flat, that's me.
Look, maybe we can come back, yeah? It's not going to be forever. Maybe we can move into one of those new developments past, but it's just going to take time, Geth, so you just need to sort yourself out of that.
Can you fucking believe that? Do you?
He sneers at her.
Geth! Geth!
As he walks off, he stops and crouches down to Sophie. Hey,
you'll be good for your mum now, okay? Yeah.
The youngster looks broken-hearted. Carl and Anis watch Gethin as he walks along the path, his face contorted with anger. He heads into town and receives a text from Massey which reads, "Time to take our country back. Meet you in the pub." Followed by 4 emojis of pigs' faces. In the darkened pub, a shaft of daylight streams through a crack in the curtains. Gethin's with his friends.
Are you serious? Are we actually going to do this?
He pushes the bag of pig masks away, but later, they're in the alley.
You going to do it? I'll film it, yeah? Yeah.
The gang don their masks.
Let's go. It's not
what they have.
They
make the raid.
What is this, halal?
Hey, whoa. Oh, calm down.
They scatter some charity tins.
This is our country.
Hey, hey!
Madam, please calm down.
Stop, please.
Look, we don't want any bother, okay? Please just leave.
Hey, this where you bring the young girls?
Please, stop filming the boy.
Please!
There's a mattress on the floor in the storeroom at the rear. Still in his mask, Geffen throws a chair through the window on the front door. Then they flee, scampering back to the alley.
That was awful!
Stop me!
Geffen's hands bleeding. Zack steps closer to the door and surveils the broken pane of glass, while Tarek watches from behind the counter. In the alley, one of the gang films Geffen on their phone. Now the sun lies low on the horizon over the suburbs. In the living room at home, Geffen looks out of the window at a police car with its engine running. He sits down at his laptop and his eyes are glued to the screen. He has a bandage around his hand. He has over 38,000 comments. Proper British heroes, standing up for Britain and nice one, lads. Anyone else got the balls to stand up for our country? Oink, oink. One comment reads, I'm ashamed to be British. These people are scum. He's distracted by a knock and he shuts his laptop. He inches towards the front door and looks through the window to see Jazz. She mouths, can I come in? He mouths back, yes.
It's like, who the fuck, Geth? If they can do that in Zach's shop, it's like, it don't make you feel safe, does it? God, my mum's a fucking nervous wreck at the minute.
Yeah, well, you've got nothing to be scared about.
Zach is... He's really shaken up. I mean, he already thinks the whole world is against us, so this hasn't helped. What happened to your hand?
I was, playing with Soph.
Sorry for going on. I just, didn't know who else to talk to. Nothing wrong, is there?
No.
You haven't been in much recently.
No, it's just Jacob texted me saying there was no shifts, so. It's a revolving door, innit?
Jazz leaves and strolls past the police car. Now, sitting in near darkness, Geffen closes his eyes and rubs his arm over his forehead, looking weary. He picks up his mobile and scrolls through more comments. That's the funniest thing I've seen in ages. Halal. And we've got one of these around our way and it stinks. Another comment reads, next time, lads, burn it down. He continues scrolling. Why didn't you choose a mosque and shit jobs plus austerity? And these twats think Muslims are the reason their lives are fucked. Sad. Daytime, Zach's up a ladder, fixing a security camera to the wall of the shop, with Tarek steadying the ladder below. Geffen walks past and Tarek clocks his bandaged hand. At the pub, Geffen's with his friends. They're watching the video on a tablet, all stony-faced. Geffen gulps.
I can't believe you brought us up that.
You've seen the hits it's got.
Well, that's a good thing. They're gonna know it was us.
Don't shit your pants. No one's gonna find out.
Yeah, but you don't know that, do you?
At least we did something. Look, this immigration's no good for us. For me, immigrants taking my shifts, working for less.
Yeah, but that's happening everywhere.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it's not the immigrants that's the problem, though. It's the Muslims.
Yeah.
Trying to take us back to the Dark Ages. They hate women and they hate gays. That's me fucked twice. They hate us all.
I knew we were staying in trouble.
What I'm trying to say is, we've got to stick up for ourselves.
The rich stick up for the rich. The Muslims, they stick up for the Muslims. If we don't want them taking our houses, our jobs, our everything, then we should stick up for ourselves. Yeah?
We are the ones that are losing out, Titch.
Carl's packing up a van in front of the house. Sophie runs out with a small bag.
Where do you want to put it?
I'll put it.
Good job. It's good to go. Let's get you in.
Annis is calling Gethin, but he's sitting at the pub alone, nursing a pint, and ignores his phone. He rubs his face, looking jaded, then cancels the call. Annis pockets her phone, then climbs into the van with Carl and Sophie. They drive off. Nighttime. Wearing his black puffer jacket and a hood over his head, Gethin's trudging through town when he receives another call from Annis. He cancels it again and moves on. Gethin approaches a homeless figure lying on the pavement under a duvet, then clocks his dad in a shop doorway. As shoppers pass by, he stops and stares at his father lying under a blanket. His mouth slightly agape, Gethin's eyes are fixed on the sleeping man in his beanie hat. His dad's eyes are closed, and the rest of his face is obscured under the blanket. Gethin lowers the hoodie on his jacket and approaches. He leans over his dad, then moves in closer and crumples. In a show of affection, Gethin tucks his head into his father's body. Gethin's face is contorted with emotion, while his dad remains asleep, unmoved. Gethin falls asleep. Daytime. Gethin's body is in a fetal position beside his father. Later, Gethin finds himself sitting on a bench in the town centre. He's staring into space when Jazz appears.
Geth. Hi.
Hey.
She sits beside him.
You okay?
Yeah. You?
Do you think we need a chat?
About what?
Well, I haven't seen you much recent. At all.
I've just got a lot going on.
What does that mean?
He struggles to meet her gaze.
Are we still mates?
Yeah, of course we are.
What is, there's an open day at the college. You wanna come?
Nah.
Why not?
My face don't fit.
Rubbish. You got a lovely face. You have got a lovely face.
Oh. Mm.
She leans on his shoulder, and he moves in for a kiss, but she flinches.
Sorry,
Geth. Don't just walk away!
Jazz is left alone on the bench, her head in her hands, staring into space. At the housing office, Gethin's hand shakes with nervous energy, his eyes red raw. The electronic number board flashes 35.
Is it me you've got a problem with?
I don't have a problem with it.
Because I've got nowhere to live, no.
I'm very sorry, but we can't provide housing for every...
If I leave here now and you don't help me, I'll be out on the streets.
Really?
What, are you calling me a liar now?
Calm down, Mr. Hughes.
Oh, am I not calm?
Can you lower your voice,
please? Oh, my
please?
God, don't make a scene. Is that it?
I can see that you're upset. I understand that you're in a difficult situation, but there is only so much we can do.
What about him? Gonna get him a place?
I'm not getting.
Or, yeah. Not a problem.
I'm not.
You just don't care.
I do care.
Not enough.
If you just let me explain.
How are they better than me?
How? Please, look.
It must be. Because I have gone nowhere. Nothing. In my city.
I'm trying to explain to you that that's not how it works. We have a limited number of properties and we have to prioritize
people. Then prioritize me. Prioritize
I can't prioritize a single man with no dependents.
Okay, I understand that I don't meet the criteria. Can you just tell me what I need to do to meet the fucking criteria and I will do it. I promise you I will do it. And then you can give me a house and I don't have to spend the nights on the streets because that's all I want.
We're unable to help you here, but well, I can point you in the direction of people who may be able to help your
You say this, but you can't. None of you can. This whole place is fucking pointless because you don't do anything for anyone who actually matters because I should be here and they shouldn't, but you give them a place anyway.
Geffen!
Consumed by emotion, he storms off. In slow motion, Geffen traipses through the town centre. He pauses when he clocks his dad's familiar, dishevelled figure. The bedraggled man's leaning against a lamppost looking frail. A wide-eyed Geffen is shocked by his dad's sickly appearance.
Dad.
A stream of saliva falls from his dad's mouth.
Just listen for one minute. Dad, I don't know what to do.
Fuck off. Fuck off. Fucking go!
His face twisted with emotion, Geffen backs off, leaving his dad slumped against the lamppost as shoppers continue their business. Later, it's night time, and Gethin's on the bus. A voicemail from Yaz.
Hi, Geff, it's me. I just wanted to say I'm really sorry for whatever happened before. I would love to just forget about it. And check everything else is okay with you, because I noticed you're not in your house anymore. If there's anything going on you want to talk to me about, you know you can. Listen, I would love for you to meet me after work, so give me a call back, okay? Bye.
Geffen turns down a dark alley. Two figures are following him. It's Zach and Tarek.
All right, piggy man.
Zach pushes Geffen to the ground, then both men rain down a series of kicks and punches. Geffen lies on the ground and throws his arms over his head to try and protect himself.
Fuck you!
Zach takes a traffic cone and strikes Geffen's face, then Tarek spits on him. The two men walk off, leaving Geffen's face bloodied and bruised. Later, he looks in a mirror. He has a large, gaping wound on his temple. He walks into the pub where his friends are playing pool. Massey.
Geff, what the fuck's happened to you?
He knows it was us.
What?
The guy at the butcher's, he knows.
That's it. That's fucking it.
Rattled and drawn, Geffen struggles to stand. His friends look shocked as Gethin's face becomes etched with rage.
Let's go. Let's go.
The group are in the toilets, wearing their grotesque pig masks. They stand in front of the mirror, staring at their reflections. Now, they step out of the pub and walk through the beer garden, one of the groups carrying a bottle of alcohol. At the chicken hutch, Jazz makes her way out of the shop as the lights go out for the night. Another associate is cleaning the floor as she steps out of the restaurant. With glazed eyes and bruises covering his face, Geffen stumbles along the high street. Now the four masked friends are standing outside the butcher's, which is closed for the night. One of the figures lights a fuel-soaked rag and they film themselves as they approach the front of the shop. Jazz makes her way through town, while flames begin to lap the front of the butcher's. The fire illuminates the reflection of one of the group in the shop window. Zach's asleep on the mattress in the storeroom when the smoke starts to creep in. The friends are watching the shop burn. A desperate-looking Zach's consumed by smoke. Through a thick film of smoke, the gang flee.
Where the fuck's that?
Tracy turns and scurries back to the shop. Geffen's rooted to the spot, watching the flames take hold. He removes his pig mask, and the wide-eyed man looks up at the blaze. Zach's security camera captures Tracy dragging Geffen away from the fire. As Zach gasps for breath, Jazz continues her walk through the town center. The gang flee to the alley where they lower their hoods. With the outline of their pig masks silhouetted against the flames, the group stand and watch a thick plume of smoke rise above the houses. Geffen is transfixed, his eyes locked to the blaze, his pupils reflecting the fiery orange glow. His face is illuminated by the flicker of the flames. In slow motion, Chaz approaches the shop, now fully alight, flames consuming the entire ground floor. Her mouth agape and her eyes wide, she takes it all in. Inside, Zach's overcome by smoke and his eyes slowly close. Jazz is frozen to the spot, standing on the road facing the inferno, her arms down by her side. In 2018, there were 94,098 hate crimes in England and Wales. An increase of 123% in 5 years. A prison guard shows Geffen into a visitor's room, where Annis is waiting alone. He sits opposite her.
I had to do something.
What?
Just let him turn me into a ghost? Like I don't matter. Someone is gonna take notice, you know?
You regret it though, yeah? You weren't to know who's in there. Geth, you weren't to know who's in there.
A smile falls upon his face and he releases a small chuckle. Now, he's led along a long corridor back to his cell by a prison guard.
Doggone, the panic will be on.